Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us again from the United States, because my word, you know, we leave them alone for a minute for the Chag of Pesach, and I don't know, they just don't know how to keep it together. Okay, to be fair, it did start before we went away for the holiday, but what is going on at Columbia University and, of course, other universities as well? Shaul Ben Ephraim is a freelance writer, editor, living in Hollywood, liberal Zionist. Good morning. How are you?
How's it going?
Well, it's you know what, you could relate to this. I've been spending way too much time on this Passover Jewish Voices for Peace Haggadah, and I have to tell you that the best part of the whole lot, if I was writing parody, nobody would believe me. When you read about the contributors, it is just there just aren't words for this. Luna Liebling, them, is a feelings witch, an anti-Zionist movement chaplain, a ritualist, a student of grief and joy, a kohenet, and a clown. And this is to be taken seriously. They currently make home in Lenape Hoking land, originally and still tended to by the Lenni Lenape in so-called Philadelphia. So I don't know. Is it any wonder then that university students are losing their minds?
At least she admits she's a clown. We have to give her some points for honesty. Yeah.
Touché. All right, absolutely. I feel like we are living in the Twilight Zone at the moment.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned JVP, because a lot of people are telling me that how could this happen in New York when it's such a Jewish city? And I tell them about Columbia University, obviously. Tell them if it wasn't a Jewish city, I'm not sure this would be happening, because so many of the people behind this stuff are insane Jews or self-proclaimed clowns, like you just talked about. We're our own worst enemies everywhere. And, you know, Jews harassing other Jews is really a lot of this, something that we see every day on social media. There's definitely a Jewish civil war element here, sort of the revenge of the anti-Zionist Jews on the establishment Jews, and a lot of that. In the areas where it's more Gentiles, there's been less of this. So I don't think that's a coincidence.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And, well, I always wonder if token Jews, token clown Jews, are needed to legitimize it, maybe. Because then you can't really be anti-Semitic, can you?
I think there's a lot of that going on. But unfortunately, there are also a lot of the people initiating this are Jews. Some of the most passionate voices behind all these things tend to be Jews, and Israelis too. I mean, if you look at the amount of Israelis that are actually extreme left, proportionally speaking, but then look at how much influence they have on organizations like this abroad, it's actually quite striking. So it's the fig leaf, but it's also them who are initiating it. And I'm saying this to someone who has people like this in my own family. You know, they're so dedicated to it. Their hatred for Israel is all-consuming.
Does it always? We were debating this. I mean, I know it's not the conversation, but to some extent it is. We were debating this over the last few days. Is there generally an emotional component where there's been some form of emotional damage, maybe people have felt ostracized by community, damaged by family, and this is almost a way of hitting back in a very, very painful way on that family or community?
Yeah, I think that what motivates this is a lot of personal anger. I think you hit it right on the nail. And then because the anti-Semites who are not Jewish can use them as a fig leaf, they're further glorified. That contributes to their newfound narcissism and whatever they're trying to make up for. It's a very dangerous loop. And then now the reason these demonstrations are so large is they've gotten a lot of students who have no idea what's going on, but are just happy to be part of something because life in the United States is so lacking in community and in meaning that a lot of these students are just going along. They don't know what's going on at all. But they feel like they're part of something big. I mean, they are part of something big. This is making headlines
just not good.
All across the country.
So what is the latest? Where, you know, there was in terms of what's happening at Columbia as Ground Zero, for example, what is the latest there?
Yeah, so Columbia is what every other university in America is watching, trying to avoid, because they allowed the encampments to become entrenched. And then, in order to get rid of them, you have to send in, you know, police or even the National Guard, which is an absolute nightmare. So right now, the president of Colombia is trying to negotiate with the demonstrators. But as we know, you know, negotiating with terrorists or their supporters doesn't really tend to go all that smoothly. They're demanding that Colombia come out and say that it's for the right of return and stop all relations with Israel and any Israeli university and divest from any company, and then also to say that they guarantee that any demonstrations in the future will be allowed, which kind of defeats the purpose of coming to an agreement to begin with. So Colombia, they have Colombia by the short and curlies, because if Colombia send in the troops to clear everyone, they'll have lost legitimacy before their faculty and their students. And if they don't, they're losing a tremendous amount of donations. Robert Kraft has already said that he's not going to donate, and other large donors. So no matter what these universities do, well, especially Columbia, because they're in the most trouble, they lose. And they know that, and they're using that as leverage.
So what is likely to happen? I mean, you can't to negotiate like this to say, well, we are going to occupy and basically destroy the functionality of a campus unless you agree to cut off ties with Israel or whatever it would be, is very clearly, you know, in most other countries around the world, that is pretty illegal. And the threat of violence, there's so many ways in which they are clearly breaking the law. Surely the best way to do it is to uphold the law, just uphold the law of the country.
There's no question that they're breaking the law. And if Columbia University didn't have an agreement with the NYPD that they can't come in without consent, the NYPD would already be in there. The NYPD, you know, they have no problem removing people like that. They are, some would say, even overeager to remove people like that. But the Columbia University has its own police, like most of the big universities in the United States, and they have an agreement with it. And unless they allow the NYPD in, then they can't do that. That's what's stopping it. What will ultimately happen, I believe, is that they will be cleared out. I think the Columbia University will be forced into doing that at some point in order to continue to function. And as a result, the president is probably going to have to resign one way or another.
Well,
she'll probably have to send them in
anyway,
and then resign and get a golden parachute out
exactly.
of it, and get, you know, like, she'll be fine financially, but she's going to have to clear them out, and then she's going to probably have to fall on her sword. That's my guess.
But surely that, I mean, if had that happened a while back, it wouldn't be the situation that it is. It's now become a global story. This cannot be good for Columbia. It isn't good for American universities. There's no doubt that people with Ivy League aspirations from around the world are looking at this and saying, hold on a minute, it's a major sacrifice financially to send our children to these universities. The cost is beyond normal for this. This is not worth it. Why would we do that? I imagine that the impact on the universities, on the reputation, is absolutely immense.
Well, we don't know how long-term this will be. This could end up being just a blip. But we've already seen with Harvard, with the reputation that they got, for things that were probably less, not probably, definitely less severe than this, they lost about 10% of enrollment at Harvard. Columbia is going to probably get a steeper hit. Columbia is not as prestigious as Harvard to begin with, let's be honest.
Right.
So in the short term, these universities are all going to take a hit financially, enrollment. There's not like a whole bunch of jihadis dying to take their place, with
Absolutely.
those SAT scores.
100%. They are shouting at me because I've gone way over time, but it was just too important a conversation. I ignored them. I withstood the pressure, much like the protesters did. But Shail Ben Ephraim, thank you as always for chatting to us. I'm sorry we didn't have more time. At 7:03, I apologize that our news is a little bit late.